Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total when you use code BALANCE at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code BALANCE. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code WEALTH. That's monarch.com, promo code WEALTH. Pittsburgh.com.
This is the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney with a quick check on what's going on. So here's my man to get into it.
Happy Tuesday. Thanks for listening. Hey, we have some good, fun stories to get into, so I'll skip the small talk and jump straight in.
My favorite stories of the day.
It is more of a visual story to go into the Cranford, New Jersey town council candidate who's been breakdancing during his 5-minute speaking time at the podium in recent meetings. But it is worth noting in audio that this grown middle-aged guy who's going bald, by the way, has been breakdancing during the public speaking part of council meetings. Last Tuesday, he stopped speaking out against a property tax hike, stepped back and told everyone to watch this while he got down for a backspin in the aisle, groaned a lot while he got up, and then did a little pop locking, even though there was not a lot of pop to his lock, and then wrapped up his time by moonwalking from the podium back down the aisle. Cranford's local access TV cameras were rolling, so local CBS 2 and ABC 7 in New York were among outlets who ran stories on it, also reporting this breakdancing council candidate has a day job as a genetics researcher. Told CBS 2 it's all about adding a little fun to the meetings, and the camera did also catch some of the residents at the meeting watching him. Well, except for the two guys who put their hands over their faces while he bust that backspin. Video is all over social media now. Just look for Cranford breakdancing candidate. He wasn't as bad as that Australian breakdancer in the Olympics, but either way, it's worth a look. Fox 31 Denver has video of a guy who took off running from police officers while wearing only a Speedo and covered in milky mud. In Idaho Springs, Colorado, just west of Denver, police were called to the Indian Hot Springs for a man wanted for credit card fraud and a stolen ID the Tuesday before last, late last month. And when officers got there, they found the man they were looking for was taking a mud bath at the springs. So they let him shower. And he got some of it off, but was still covered in that milky-looking mud when an officer's body cam caught him taking off running with the stride of one of those professional power walkers. And again, wearing only a Speedo, ran across the parking lot and up a hill. He actually got away until he ran through someone's yard and hid in their shed. That someone saw the muddy Speedo guy and pointed officers to him when they searched the street. He was arrested and now has escape and resisting arrest charges tacked on. So tell me, what have I done to deserve this? A 46-year-old man was standing outside of a pet store in Clearwater, Florida, Friday before last, wearing an inflatable puppy suit. We know this because it's in the police report in Pinellas County Court, and the police and courts got involved because they say this 46-year-old man working at the pet store wearing a big inflatable puppy suit outside the store strangled a teenage kid on a bike. Now, officers did write in the report that the man had a running beef with several kids on bikes in the neighborhood, you know, over things teenagers riding by on bikes might say to an adult male wearing an inflatable puppy suit. They say the guy called the kids over and the pet store's boss even came outside to settle things down, but When one of the teens tried to ride off, cops say that's when the man somehow snuck up behind that kid on the bike and put him in a headlock, and that boy saying he couldn't breathe. Smoking Gun News site posted this police report and said the man let go and the kid was okay, but too late to avoid charges. The report also had a box to check for whether there was an indication of alcohol influence for the guy arrested in the puppy costume. Yes, is what the officer checked. And speaking of battery charges in Florida, in Ocala, north central part of the Sunshine State, a 21-year-old woman is now facing sentencing after being convicted 2 weeks ago because the court believed the Marion County Sheriff's account, which was that this young woman followed her mother and brother home so they could get her PlayStation 4 gaming console, controllers, games and all, but they were missing a game and a box, and sheriff's deputies say the 21-year-old did not take this well. Now, we don't have an account of what was said, but deputies say what the young woman did was push her mom to the floor and choked her. Then say when her brother jumped in to stop her, she ended up with a handful of his groins and squeezed. They say she let go long enough to hit him a few times and then left her brother and mom with what were described as visible injuries over her PS4. And Florida's Fifth Circuit State Attorney's Office put out word that it took jurors 20 minutes to find her guilty of battery charges. Back in a moment, but before the break, the Jams Podcast.
Blazing the best hip-hop, R&B, reggae, soca.
You can get the Jams Podcast mix on Amazon Music, Audible, iHeart, Apple Podcasts, and Deezer. Download the podcast for free.
It's Jams Hour Mix with Greg H.
Relationship can sometimes require patience.
But
when patience is just not enough, try
Sibinac.
This chewable gummy with the ingredient tetrahydrocannabinol will relax your nerves.
Sibinac.
Turn those sounds out of her mouth into a soothing stream of gentle assurances and appreciation.
Sibinac.
Side effects include munchies, laziness, and inability to make it off the couch.
And now for the world around us.
And okay, want to point out up front that in the end, everybody was fine and back in the right hands. But in the beginning, Australia's News.com is reporting a man went to pick up his toddler grandson from a daycare last Tuesday in Sydney. And the kids were napping, so it was dark. And one of the center's workers brought him the child, who he then took to the car, snapped him in the child seat, and drove home. Well, the grandfather's wife told the Sydney Morning Herald the kid just snuggled in and went back to sleep while granddad told her he's not well. He's not himself. Well, she said the boy had pains from teething when they had him over the weekend, so she didn't think anything of it last Tuesday afternoon until the daycare called. See, another parent came to pick up their kid, and that child was not there. No, he was with those grandparents, who were not his grandparents. And the grandma told the Herald that her husband said the daycare worker handed the kid to him in the dark. How would he know? And the boy was trying to sleep, so said Pawpaw was just paying more attention to getting the kid strapped into the car seat than looking at his sleeping face. He just knew something was off. Remember when he said the boy was not himself. And he was right. The Herald reported grandma was crying while recounting what happened. Think about it. I mean, they rushed the kid back to then pick up their actual grandson while they say the other boy's parents and daycare staff were in a nightmare, panicking until they figured it out with that phone call. Then surveillance video footage showed the worker hand over the wrong kid in the dark, leaving the daycare apologizing and promising to drop off and pick up procedures have been changed, so this will never happen again. A lot of parents and those of us who grew up playing with Legos can likely attest to how much it hurts to step on one of those hard plastic blocks with the sharp edges. And the Guinness Book of World Records just posted a video of a mother of two in New Zealand who ran 100 meters barefoot on a track lane covered in them. Lego bricks, the whole 100 meters on that track in Christchurch, New Zealand. Yeah, well, it actually happened back in January. Guinness just now put out word in video, maybe to give her feet time to recover, showing this mom running that barefoot 100-meter dash on Lego bricks in 24.75 seconds. Good enough for a new Guinness World Record for the fastest 100-meter run barefoot on Lego bricks. She only stumbled once, but stayed on track and kept going. It was probably as painful to watch as it was for her to run it. In Japan, a new business popped up last month that may not be able to officially open here in the U.S., but unofficially has been run by mobsters, gangbangers, big brothers, and big sisters for decades. Japanese news site Sora News 24 is reporting the new business is called Rental Coahito. Rental Coahito. This means scary people in English, if I'm not butchering the language there. And it's all in the name, Coahito. Yeah, the agency allows customers to rent intimidating-looking people to go with customers to help resolve disputes. You know, like if they owed money or being bullied at work, the coahito could, in theory, help scare the money or bullying out of the other person. And these scary people rentals are actually part of a growing industry in Japan. Yeah, prostitutes also fall in a rental category, of course, but Sora News 24 says there are agencies there renting out pretend siblings, grandmothers, middle-aged men. They all help with things like errands, chores around the house, and even life advice, since they're older with more experience. Back in a
time for a peaceful moment.
Ah. Oh!
And what happened, oh, sweetie? What happened?
Thank you for joining in this moment.
Jesus. Your finger is frying with the fish.
Ow. Brought to you by the ASMR Network, where every sound is a turn-on.
Oh, who's going to finish cooking?
What's up with what's going down, though?
An Indiana bankruptcy attorney named Mark Zuckerberg filed a lawsuit against Meta last Tuesday because they've shut down his Facebook page 9 times since they think he's an impersonator. For Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, he told Fortune magazine that Meta sometimes took 4 to 6 months to reinstate his account. Says it happened 5 times to his professional Facebook page and 4 times to his personal page. But says Meta kept the $11,000 he spent on ads for his work. He kept trying to get Meta to see. No, he's Mark Zuckerberg, not Mark Zuckerberg. So now the lawsuit is basically Mark Zuckerberg versus Mark Zuckerberg, negligence and breach of contract. Now, no mention of money and damages. No, he says he's just trying to get the social media company to see that sometimes people have the same name. So stop shutting down his accounts because of his name. His professional account has been frozen for 3 months this latest time. And no doubt Mark Zuckerberg has had to explain his name constantly over the past 15 or so years. Think about that one, since Facebook has been a thing. Now, hopefully he's also gotten some restaurant reservation or concert ticket hookups from everybody mistaking him for the other Zuckerberg.
Somebody famous had a birthday today.
Celebrity birthdays.
It was the next day after a night of Cristal and Alizé. I said, girl, you are so scandalous. Told her, baby, I gotta go. I gotta have my cash flow. Cause I'm known as the player from Mahia.
Time for birthdays.
Celebrity birthdays, starting with Tuesday the 9th. St. Paul and the Broken Bones, singer Paul Janeway is 42. Actor Michelle Williams is 45.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.
Singer Michael Bublé is hitting the big 5-0. And Elliot and E.T. Elliot. Actor Henry Thomas is 54 now, and so is actor Eric Stonestreet. Cam in Modern Family, 54. Actor and comedian Adam Sandler, 59. And actor Hugh Grant, 65. The Eurythmics musician and producer Dave Stewart is 73. Actor Angela Cartwright, Penny, in the original Lost in Space and in The Sound of Music, she's also 73. With a guy named Sloppy Joe. Yeah, they were hungry making up these old songs and dances. Singer Dee Dee Sharp, she is 80. And on Wednesday, American Ballet Theater principal dancer Misty Copeland will be 43. Actor Ryan Phillippe, 51. Movie director Guy Ritchie will be 57.
But in a calm manner, the 'cause I'm a smooth operator.
Rapper and actor Big Daddy Kane will also turn 57. Actor Colin Firth will be 65. Panorama singer Siobhan Fahey will turn 67. Like Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry will turn 75. Singer Jose Feliciano, 80. And on Thursday, September 11th, we'll honor the 2,977 people killed 24 years ago. Lady A, Lady Antebellum, co-lead singer Charles Kelly, who'll be 44. Ludacris going in on the verse because I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Rapper, radio DJ, and actor Ludacris, Chris Bridges, will be 48. Actor Taraji P. Henson will turn 55 Thursday. And that's a recipe for making love. Singer and actor Harry Connick Jr. will be 58. Musician Moby will turn 60. Actor Virginia Madsen will be 64. Sports reporter Leslie Visser, 72. And Scarface, The Untouchables, Carrie, movie director Brian De Palma will turn 85. And that's a wrap for another Real Pod newscast. Thanks as always for listening. And please hit me up on social media with comments or critiques. I'm here for it all. The show has a Facebook page, but more are on the way. And you can also get me on the website, realpodnewscast.com. Marty will repeat it in a few seconds. But have a great rest of the week. Back on Friday.
This has been the Real Pod Newscast with Levon Putney from Shownuff Productions. And for more, hit up the website, realpodnewscast.com. That's real with two E's. This is Big Daddy Marty Allen. Thanks for listening.
Did you know I can do the backspin? Anybody? You want to see me do the backspin?
Shownuff.